Hey, you guys, welcome back. It's week two of The Way of Peace. We're tackling the theme of meditation this week, and I hope you guys are enjoying the daily offices. Tonight, we're going to look at another form of meditation, and this draws a lot from Scripture, and there's a verse, Psalm 139 here, gives us a good indication about where we're going.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there's any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Just as we can sit with the Lord and meditate on his wonders, David here invites the Lord to search him. And there's a man named St. Ignatius of Loyola who 400 years ago formulated a prayer to pray at the end of the day that does just what David is saying. It invites the Lord to search him. And that prayer is called the Prayer of Examine. And the idea is this. It's almost like a daily debrief. You know, I mean, think of your favorite football team. They're going to play on Sunday, and then on Monday, what are they doing? They're watching game film, and they're going back, and they're debriefing. They're looking at the places where they messed up. They're looking at the places where they did well, and now they're going to be more prepared for the next day. This is kind of a similar thing, except you're doing this with the Holy Spirit, and he's so wise and he's so gentle that it becomes a wonderful way to review life every single day as you walk with him.
It reminds us that we're in the game, that it's not as though it's like, I need to get this done so I can be on the team. No, you're already on the team, and now we're moving forward together. So it reminds you, I'm here, I'm on point. Now, how can we do better? How can we rejoice in what we've done well, and how can we make corrections? So the first thing we do in the prayer of examine is we review our day and we ask, where did I feel the Lord's presence today? Where did I feel his presence?
Now, for some of us, this could be a tricky thing because some people feel the Lord's presence really easily and then some of us don't. So let's play with the semantic range there of that word feel. You know, where did I sense the presence of the Lord? Where did I discern the presence of the Lord? And sometimes you have to look for those things at the end of the day. Where was he? Now we know in one sense he's with us all the time, but sometimes he's leading us in a certain way. And it's great to be able to look back on your day and say, I know he was leading me. I know he was right there. And I know I followed him into that place. For me, sometimes as I've prayed this, there wasn't necessarily any feelings that in the moment, but as I look back, I remember that I had coffee with a friend and that I was able to encourage that friend that day. And I think, Lord, you were there. I didn't even realize you were there, but you were there and you were leading me. Thank you, Lord, for leading me. That was a really gracious thing of you.
For some of us, as we begin, remember we're practicing, we're debriefing. So perhaps he threw the ball, as it were, and we didn't even know that he had passed it to us. We weren't even aware of his presence at all. In that moment, there's a sense of recognizing, Lord, I didn't discern your presence today. I sort of ran the day on cruise control. So will you show me then, where were you? And he's going to begin to bring to your mind those places that he was in. And so that's going to be the step for you today is to go, oh, I'm beginning to recognize, though you were there, I did not perceive it. And that's a beautiful step. So whether it's noticing he was there or it's noticing, oh, I didn't know that you were there. Can you show me in review? And tomorrow I'll be looking for you in a new way. So nothing is wasted here.
That does lead to our second point. If there is any place where I think I missed it, Lord, did I miss your presence? Did you throw the ball and I miss it? Now, you had a particular instance here with Facebook where both of these things happened. You sensed that the Lord was speaking and you also sensed you missed it.
Yes, let's use my many failures. It starts out with a success. Okay, let's rejoice. The success was, it was actually Facebook. And I could sense his presence for the first 20 minutes. I was checking in with different people, seeing how things are going on in their life, giving encouraging words of comfort for some people that were losing loved ones. I was praying for people and it was just good. I could just sense his presence in review. And then in the same instance, Jesus logged out and he left and I was still there and it did not go well. And so the next hour was just me scrolling and reading a bunch of terrible news and just being completely outside of his presence, and I did not discern it. So I had both experiences on the same space. So for me, it was like, oh, Lord, I need to remember to move when you move, to be done when you're done and go to the next space. So honestly, it's kind of fun. It was fun. I got a...
Jesus logged out. That'd be a good shirt. Jesus logged out.
There you go.
It's time to log out.
Leave when he logs out.
That's good. Yeah, and sometimes as I'm reviewing my day, I think, where did I miss it? And I think specifically of a place where I really blew it. Like, man, I totally snapped at my son. He had something he wanted to say, and I totally shut him down, and I hurt his feelings. And I need to repent for that now. In fact, I need to go back to my son and say, I'm sorry I snapped at you. That was not right. So sometimes the Lord will bring those things up, and he's so gracious. And the conviction of the Holy Spirit's a beautiful thing. And if we're examining our lives at the end of every day, there's no big, long backlog of things we have to repent for. We can just take it that day. It's actually a really sweet thing.
It really is. It really is. The final question is, where did I feel true joy? And true joy, see, the source of true joy is him. It's his pleasure. Lord Jesus, what did you take true joy in today? Like Eric Liddell, the famous missionary as well as Olympic gold medalist, he said, the Lord created me, and when he created me, he made me fast. And when I run, I feel his pleasure. There are places where God has given us certain things that he wants us to do, and when we do it, we feel his pleasure. So now we're asking him, Lord, where were you having great joy today? Let me take note of it and rejoice in that so that I can seek to continue in those places where you're leading me. And what's beautiful about this is you're going to find that, yes, there are those, you know, times in between where it was a grand thing or it was almost super obvious. Those are easier to spot. But most times what's incredible is it's the things that we tend to miss without his leadership, where he's excited because we're doing the mundane with great joy. We're doing the mundane with great love. And he shows us that meant the world to me. You are on mission today with my great joy. And he trains us with that. And we actually begin to start valuing what he values as opposed to sort of the big stuff that we think he would value more. And then we close with this. Thank the Lord for his presence and ask him to be with you the next day. So whether it's a to-do list, I've got to go apologize to my daughter for the thing I've done, as you know, or my son or what have you, but we're preparing then for the next day. And this puts us in a place of intimacy, of joy, and of being aware of his presence that, honestly, that we were created for.
So, guys, you will be practicing with the prayer of examine. You're going to practice right now with your group. But I want you to know this is also going to come up throughout the rest of your workbook, throughout the rest of the Way of Peace. You're going to see that prayer of examine come up. I want to encourage you to incorporate this as part of your life with the Lord. And as you lay down, let that be another point of connection with the Lord. Lord, search me and know me.
Great way also to invite your children in and demonstrate this. This is a perfect thing to do around the dinner table. So we look forward to the creative ways you guys are going to adopt this as we do this together.
Thanks, guys.